It's Thursday, July 7th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Trinity Western University is taking their case to the Supreme Court of Canada. The university is fighting to get accreditation for its law school after a lower court ruling refused the accreditation request over the university's biblical stance against homosexuality. The Worldview spoke to attorney Andre Schutten concerning the case.
I hope that our Supreme Court of Canada will actually uphold the rights of Trinity Western University to have that university and keep it distinctly Christian, because that's what it means to be a free society. We don't have to all agree and all think the same way and act the same way. In a pluralistic society, we should be able to have groups of people that can think differently and act differently than others. And that's what Trinity Western wants to do, and that's what my organization and I have been fighting for in court in support of Trinity Western University.
Christians in Pakistan face brutal persecution from Muslims and little protection from police forces. The harassment is the heaviest in Chalk 44, Mandi Bahawdan, and the Punjab province. According to the Christian Post, about 75% of the Christians there have left after being pressured to convert to Islam. Those Christians who remain live in the face of starvation and the fear that their houses will be burned down. Hebrews 13:3 says, "Remember those who are in prison, as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body." Attorney General Loretta Lynch has announced she is officially shutting down the investigation on Hillary Clinton's security issues. The U.S. Supreme Court struck down a Texas pro-life law last week. The Texas Health Department released a report recently indicating the abortion rate in Texas dropped nearly 15% in 2014, according to LifeSite News. The number of abortion mills operating in Texas dropped from 41 to 19 during the same time frame. Indicative of a national trend, the rate of the murder of the unborn in the U.S. has fallen 12% since 2010. National Geographic reports archaeological findings in Hukok, Israel, at the site of a Roman-era synagogue. Two panels of mosaic floor clearly depict Noah's Ark and the parting of the Red Sea. Such scenes are extremely rare in archaeology, testifying to the faith of God's people over the centuries. Protests erupted on Tuesday after Alton Sterling was shot and killed by police outside of a convenience store in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. The police department reported, quote, "Uniformed officers responded to a disturbance call from a complainant who stated that a black male who was selling music CDs and wearing a red shirt threatened him with a gun," unquote. The officers involved in the shooting have been placed on administrative leave, and the U.S. Justice Department Civil Rights Division is investigating the issue. Our universe just became a little smaller. Fox News reports that NASA's Juno spacecraft entered Jupiter's orbit late Monday, ending a journey of almost 5 years to the solar system's largest planet. In a providential moment, Juno arrived at Jupiter on the 4th of July, after having traveled 1.8 billion miles, the farthest solar-powered spacecraft from Earth. The Worldview spoke to Dr. Jason Lyle, PhD astrophysicist from the Institute for Creation Research.
The Juno spacecraft is going to investigate the composition of Jupiter's atmosphere, measure the amounts of things like water vapor and ammonia, and they're expecting to also study the magnetic field of Jupiter. And that should tell us something about what's going on the inside of Jupiter.
And the Worldview also spoke to Dr. Danny Faulkner, astronomer from Answers in Genesis, about the Juno spacecraft's arrival at Jupiter.
Planets and stars and so forth are really fascinating things. You know, astronomy is one of those things that's explicitly mentioned in Scripture about the heavens declaring the glory of God. And I think it's a good thing that we've got this curiosity built into us. And I think it's pleasing to the Lord to study these things. There are a lot of mysteries about Jupiter. One thing that this space probe is going to look at is the heat that's given off by Jupiter. Jupiter is giving off nearly twice the energy that it receives from the sun. And that's a bit of a mystery, because if Jupiter's 4.5 billion years old, it should have cooled off long before now. And that's an indication, I think, that Jupiter's far younger than we generally thought.
Apparently, deaths due to taking selfies are more common than deadly great white shark attacks. Recently, two tourists fell to their deaths in Peru. One man lost his balance on a 130-foot cliff at Machu Picchu, and the other fell 1,600 feet at Gatka Waterfall, both while taking selfies. Praise God for his creation, but be careful when taking those selfies. A homeless Texas teen graduated at the top of his class despite living for 3 years alone on the streets. According to the Christian Post, LaJohn De Silva's mother passed away when he was just 5 years old. When Principal Jonathan Trin found out that De Silva was sleeping in parks, he reached into his own pocket and paid for a 30-day stay at a nearby hotel. Another godsend was a volunteer named Jessica Smith, who, after posting De Silva's need for shelter on her Facebook page, found someone who let the high school student stay in their garage apartment rent-free. De Silva concluded, "I had no family, I was homeless, I went through child abuse and my family abusing drugs, I went through some of the worst places to live. Where am I now? I'm alive and well and blessed." James 1:27 says, "Pure and undefiled religion before God and the Father is this, to visit orphans and widows in their trouble, and to keep oneself unspotted from the world." And that's The World View on this Thursday, July 7th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.